Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. A warning about minks was issued to people living in Stonington. Wouldn't they be able to just stone them?
Exactly.
Just be stones in Stonington.
Hello.
I didn't know this was a problem.
Right.
Especially in this state. Like if.
Right.
You gave me a 50 guesses. I would have picked Connecticut towards the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
Well, the tortoise sobriety can come up. Yes.
What?
Tortoise sobriety?
The tortoise uprise. You know what? Go to hell.
As opposed to the drunk tortoise.
Just go to hell. Right to hell.
Okay.
So.
Right to hell. Don't pass go.
You
don't collect $200.
You were saying?
A warning about minks was issued to people living in Stonington. People, are freaking out. They're running. They're hiding. If you're in Stonington hiding under a desk or something and you have your cell phone, can you call us right now? We want to know what the hell is going on in Stonington.
Well, it's a bad time, you know. For years, these things have been used as people's coats. Now they're finally coming back.
It's the uprising.
They're gonna make jackets out of people now. I'll show you how you like it. You're going to see a bunch of old ladies stapled together and wrapped around a mink. Is that a grandma's stole you're wearing? Yeah, it's a 98-year-old. You like it?
It's the perfume that's giving me a headache.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like, you know, drugstore perfume. Woo! They finally had it. They said, okay, watch this.
They look like if you combined a cat with a mouse. That's what you would wind up with.
And stretched it out.
Yeah.
Like a ferret.
You mean when they're dead as a jacket or just like running around?
No.
You mean grandma?
Like just the mink running around.
Oh, the mink, yes.
They compared them, the police compared them to ferrets.
They look like ferrets, yes. Like a ferret otter type of animal. Slender, long.
They do look like otters.
I don't understand the whole, let's have a ferret as a pet.
They're fun, but they stink after a while.
Oh, they smell. There's nothing about them that's fun.
Like cheap shoes wearing.
Eric had several.
Oh.
He used to let them run around the house.
He juggled them.
Freely.
You put a stop to that?
Did he used to live in Stonington?
As a kid. This was pre-Ashley.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And he said, I need something that replaces the ferret. Ashley.
Just picturing a ferret with bangs now.
Yes. Yes.
With webbed toes.
Exactly. You got a serious swimmer.
30 feet.
Break open a clamshell.
belly. Police sent out the nuisance wildlife awareness notice Wednesday.
This is an important message from the town of Stonington. Please listen and follow instructions. This is Captain Todd Olson of the Stonington Police Department with a nuisance wildlife awareness notice. Please be advised that minks have been spotted in the area of Stonington Borough Point. The police department received a complaint this morning of minks chasing a person. People should use caution and stay away from them. Minks look like pet ferret animals, but they are not friendly. Stonington Animal Control notified DEEP, and they are looking into the situation. Thank you.
Minks! Mink! Minks!
Wow. They chase someone.
Yep.
That's got to be a little embarrassing.
Chased by a mink.
Hi, are you from Stonington?
No.
No?
Okay.
Just checking.
It's Dewey. Your name's Dewey?
Yeah.
You know anything about minks?
Well, they could have had a factory over there.
Do you know anything about mouthpieces on cell phones?
I'm talking right into it.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Just double checking.
All right.
Yeah.
There's a mink plug in it.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it could have been like a mink farm or a factory where they made coats.
Oh, see? They broke out.
They probably bred them.
Right.
Yeah, like Buddy the Beefalo.
Exactly. Now the minks are running free.
Yeah.
He was just about to go in there.
And he said, hey.
He turned into a steak.
Right. He said, I'm not going to be a steak, damn it.
Yeah.
And he took off. Now the mink's saying, we're not going to be a damn jacket.
I don't know. I never heard of a mink farm in Stonington. Where is Stonington? I feel like it's...
Shoreline.
Like, is it?
Yeah.
It's
basically the Rhode Island border.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very rich sea.
Scott and Wallingford.
Yeah, it is. Very popular wedding destination.
Yep.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing? Yeah, I used to be a trapper, and the mink are a very vicious animal.
All right.
No doubt about it.
Very vicious?
You know? Very vicious, right.
Yes. Even, you know, I found something out this year, too. Chipmunks. I saw them kill each other in my yard this year.
A chipmunk
two
fight.
Two of them.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Chip and Dale
all your rodents like that are. And then about 10 years ago when I was driving by Choate School in Wallingford,
okay,
I swore I saw a ferret run across the road. And about an hour later, I drove by the same road, and it was hit by a car in the road.
Yeah.
And it was a ferret. So I'm figuring somebody from Choate must have let it go at the end of the summer.
Flat ferret.
Beginning of summer.
Yeah.
That's
you
bad.
Know?
Oh, the ferret couldn't take anymore.
And I stuffed it. So he's hanging on my wall in my basement.
you stuffed a dead ferret?
Yeah, but doesn't it have a tire mark in it?
It
sounds like slang. Ferret, I call him stuffing the dead ferret.
The ferrets have the same kind of glands in them that a skunk does,
oh, yeah.
But they don't spray it out. And when I skinned that thing out, I was gagging because it smelled just like I got sprayed by a skunk.
Wow.
I mean, my wife and kids were in the window laughing at me because I was literally gagging to the point of spitting up. But I wanted that fur. I wanted that ferret fur because I do artwork, and I use it in one of my pieces of artwork. So.
Oh, my God. This sounds like an episode of the Silence of the Lambs.
It does.
Yeah.
On the skin.
All right.
I needed the skin for my artwork.
Yeah. On Facebook.
The ferrets, they have horrible-smelling urine.
They do.
It must be from that same gland.
Yeah. It must be.
Oh, really?
Exactly. Yeah. Right. The minks stink.
Yeah, so I didn't realize minks were vicious, but, you know, if people are just turning you into coats and not even eating you, I mean, it's horrible.
Exactly.
I'd be vicious, too.
I'd be pissed.
Damn
as well.
Straight. I'd rise
it's like,
above.
I know what you want to do with me.
Yep.
I ain't going to be your coat. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't happening. Go get your starter, Jack, and leave me alone.
Thank you, Scott.
You bastard.
You know, it's funny. You don't see a mink problem in Greenwich.
No.
They just turn you right into a coat.
Well, they just can't find
them.
Or
the minks look around and say, this is not a good place for us.
We
this is
not,
a bad neighborhood.
Should not settle here at all. Well, they can't afford the taxes, first of all.
They just kill us and hang us around their necks.
Exactly. They
make jackets, us, right? And staple a whole family together and wear us like a coat.
Yes.
What the hell are you Googling over there?
I was just curious how many minks it took to make a coat.
How many?
On the size?
Depends 50
on.
To 60.
Oh, yeah. That's why they busted out of there.
One coat.
Yeah.
But you know what? Clearly, there was a time where, because it's easier to get a bigger animal to make a coat.
Yeah.
At some point, they either ran out of big animals or said, you know, these minks are a nuisance. What can we do with them? Well, we don't want to eat them. But, man, it would make a nice coat.
Someone said it's so soft.
It is so soft. 50 or 60.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They just staple them together, right? They have them hold
or
hands.
Duct tape.
They have them hold hands. Here, hold hands.
That also says it takes 200 to 250 squirrels to make one coat, if you're interested.
Who the hell has a squirrel coat? You wear a squirrel coat, you're going to cross
no
the street.
This is why no one has a squirrel coat. Right. Try to catch one and you're tired.
Imagine that.
You're like, I have another 249 to go.
You go to cross the street, all of a sudden you start going back and forth, back and forth. All of a sudden, car hits you.
That's how they die. They change their mind mid-road.
Right. It's like a deer coat. You stop when you see headlights. I'm having a Bob, wore his goddamn deer coat, got hit by a car again. Jerk. He just stood there with his eyes open. And boom. Boob. Get him a raccoon coat instead.
Let's check in with Chris of Chris and Roy's Brotherly Grub. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How
Chris.
Are you doing?
Good, thank you.
How we doing, fellas? And Ashley?
And Lady.
And Lady, yeah. You got to see Scarface, Ashley.
I know. One of these days I'll get to it.
It might be too late, though.
Yeah, there's too many movies. We're past it.
Yeah.
You know, there's
true.
Just, it, she would have to spend the rest of her life just watching movies
right.
to catch up on all of the great movies she's missed.
Exactly. At some point, you just got to give it up.
Top of the list, that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was on my way back from Long Island yesterday. My brother and I were in separate vehicles, and he calls me. He's like, do you hear these guys? I'm like, yeah, Leroy. You guys were talking about the sandwich, the fish sandwich from D'Amato's.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
we had to go.
Gotta check it out.
You are food connoisseurs.
Right.
So we love you for that.
You know, I'm like, you know, we were preparing for a gig that we had yesterday, and we stopped production and went into New Haven and
wow.
had a sandwich.
So did you pull the food truck up? That would be hysterical.
Yeah, really. Yeah, it's a new advertisement now.
We didn't do that, but that's a great idea.
Yeah.
But it was everything you guys said. Actually, you were like, it was like 7 pieces of fish on it.
Yeah.
You know, lightly battered, like you guys said. That tartar sauce, I thought, was the best.
Yes, yep.
It was on point, man, big time.
Just a great sandwich. You know, you guys blew it up really good, and, you know, it was definitely exactly what you said. And there was a bunch of people there that heard all the talks on the radio that were waiting, you know, and just a great sandwich.
Wow.
You know, you can't fake something like that. And what how genius is it for them to just bring us a bag of sandwiches while we're on the air?
In that case, everybody bring me $1.
And just for the record,
I'll be outside.
They're part of the family, so of course we're going to...
We can talk about how great a bank is. Maybe they'll bring you some cash.
Please.
I love Harley Davidson. Anyone?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's a great endorsement from a guy who runs one of the best food trucks that I've ever eaten at.
Hell yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
We're not opposed to, you know, having other food. We, as a matter of fact, you know, we like to team up with other food trucks. You know, it's a family.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
Hello?
Oops, they got
it's
him.
It's a famel.
They got him. It was... The Food Truck Federation just took him out.
No, I don't know. They just...
Was there an open manhole? Maybe he was walking by. It happens in cartoons a lot. I know that.
I think he just got beamed out.
I think he did.
It sounded like Marvin the Martian hit him with the disintegrator.
Where's the boom? There's supposed to be another Jasmine Kaboom.
I claim this food truck in the name of Mars.
I have annihilated him. Where's the annihilator?
Silence, Earthling.
Somewhere there's a spaceship with a Chris and Roy's truck on it. And they're all eating like barbecue sandwiches.
Mac and cheese.
Right. They want to know where the fish sandwich place is.
Tell us what you know.
Tell us what you know.
Tomato. I don't want to know tomato. What's about you?
Wow.
That was great. Well, thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. I hope you're okay. Yeah.
We'll know.
Say that.
Right. I see smoke off in the distance, but it smells good.
Oh, man. That's right. If that truck lit on fire, right. That would be the best smelling truck ever.
I smell pulled pork and ribs. Do you? I smell that right now. That is a hobby. I mean, at the moment. Weird otherwise. Yeah.
Yeah, that fish sandwich was something else last night.
Amazing.
Yesterday. And last night, Jennifer was like, we have to go. I'm like, I know.
I already went 3 times. Oh, that kind of go. Sorry.
Comedian Chris Warren is in. He has a story about a coworker, and I thought, wow, we could turn this into tickets
for
you guys.
All right.
For a Bronx Tale. If you have a crazy coworker story, it could be past or present.
Yeah. Right next to you, perhaps? That moment?
Yeah, AJ, we'll take your call later.
I'm going to disguise myself. Hang on.
1-877-764-2535. What were you, working at a deli?
Yeah, I was working at a deli. I won't name the deli, but it was in Connecticut. It was a great time. I worked in the back. I was the only gringo, as they said, in the back. So I learned a lot of Spanish at the time.
Nice.
And... A friend of mine.
Can we say where it was? What town?
Yeah, it was over in Ridgefield, Connecticut.
Ridgefield.
There's a bunch of delis, so we don't know
Ridgefield.
Which one.
Wow.
That's
good, Hammond's man.
Yeah, I would expect it. Okay,
Ritzy.
That's great.
I think Waterbury. Okay.
That's fancy. Oh. Are you from that area?
I'm originally from Reading, Connecticut.
Oh,
that sounds fancy too.
That
that's kind of fancy, right? Reading.
Oh yeah, no. I grew up with money and then lost it all, and now I'm here on a radio program.
That's good.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Know?
Yeah, well, you work your way back up.
Yep. Work my way back
up. At least you know what you're missing now.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I had all the nice things.
Right, the goal to work towards again.
Yeah.
Got to get back to Reading. Woo!
Yeah.
Yes.
See, it's better, to start out with nothing.
Right,
and then get something and then you appreciate it. It's
still
harder
nothing.
When you start out with something and then go to nothing.
Yep, I had nothing growing up and it's different. I'm older now.
Well, when you have everything from an early age, you realize that it doesn't make anyone happy at all. And then you have nothing to strive for. You just realize life is misery, and nothing's ever going to make you happy, and no amount of money is going to fill that
void. Yeah, look into AJ. Look into the monkey cage and tell him.
Oh.
He thinks if he wins the lottery, his life is going to be different.
It will. I'll show you.
It'll be different.
I'll show you.
But,
yeah, that'd be awesome.
What's the first thing you buy?
Oh, obviously a car.
A car? What car?
Oh, by the way.
I haven't decided yet.
There's only one driver in his household. Yeah. He has three vehicles.
Yes. Well, I need another one and a bike.
He has an addiction, like a woman has an addiction to shoes.
Exactly.
But his addiction's
right.
Very expensive.
Well, I have flops also, so.
He believes that happiness is a winning lottery ticket away.
I will prove that money can buy happiness. I will prove it.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
So this coworker.
Yes, let's go back to him.
So my coworker was very big into guns. He's one of those guys like guns is his hobby, which to each their own, not really my thing. But right. He was talking to me about his guns every day, which is like, you know, okay, at least he likes me.
That's his children,
so that's,
yeah.
That's good
that's
to know.
That's good if he goes crazy.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And one day he comes in, he's like, hey, Chris, remember that gun I was talking about? I was like, yeah, that's cool, man. Hey, he's like, yo, check it out. And just... in the deli, like there are customers out.
Right.
We're at the counter, like the meat counter where you put all the meats on the bread.
Yeah.
He just takes out a fully loaded Glock 19.
Check out this piece over here. Yeah.
And is like, check it out. And I take, because
well,
I'm not.
One, you don't know how to hold it.
Right.
Right.
Well,
if you're not experienced with guns, you're like,
what do I do with this?
So, right. So I don't know. Because it doesn't process in my brain what's happening. So I just take it. He hands it to me. I take it. I'm like, oh, cool, fingers on the trigger, just like waving it around.
Oh my God.
People ducking under the counter.
Yeah. You know, and I'm like 19 and hungover from the night before. Like, there's no, I'm not in my right mind. I was like, cool. And then I realized, like, oh, this is a loaded gun.
Right.
Like, this is,
that's why it's heavy.
Then it occurs to you.
It has bullets in it.
I see the customers like looking and I'm just like, yo, take this back. Oh, and he's like, what? Why are you being such a weenie about this?
Yeah.
It's cool. What are you, you know? He couldn't understand that that was an inappropriate thing to do.
And then he took a slice of American cheese, threw it up in the air. Boom, 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 boom. Hey, now it's Swiss!
Exactly right.
Now it's Swiss.
Yeah.
He once offered it to me. You want to borrow it because I know you go on deliveries. They can be dangerous. Like, we're delivering to Ridgefield, Connecticut. Most of these houses have gates I have to call to get into. I think
I'm
good.
You're not going
to
get jacked.
Well, you never know. That one bad part of Ridgefield.
They're going to rob you for your sandwiches.
Exactly right.
Let's go to Paul in Wallingford. Hey, Paul.
Good morning. Good morning. Real short story. I had a coworker that would not leave me alone about wanting to work my shift and their shift. And I must have told them 20 times. They kept messaging me and calling me. And I said, please leave me alone. And I said, if you don't, I'm going to let the manager know. And the manager asked them to leave me alone. And, you know, it was a lot more involved, but that's the short story. They wouldn't leave me alone after 20, 30 times of messaging me.
Wow, that is crazy.
Must have wanted that shift, huh?
Yeah.
That whole thing about being starving and needing more money.
Yes. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. You're in the running for the tickets to see A Bronx Tale at the Palace Theater in Waterbury. I had one here. He did the night show, and former Marine, thank you.
Thank you for your service.
But he was angry. He was an angry man.
And how'd that happen?
And I was remodeling I bought a house, and so I'd go home, I'd work on it, go to sleep, get up, go to work here, do the overnight, go home.
Verse process.
All day.
Yeah.
It was brutal. And about 3 months into this, I started showing up here late. I was supposed to be here at like 11:30, then I'd be here at 11:45 to do midnight to 6.
Yeah.
Then it'd become 11:50, then it's 12:05. He's starting my first song. This happened probably 4 times. It wasn't like a million times.
Yeah.
So I come in, and I'm late again, and he says, starts barking at me. And I said, you know, you got a problem, go talk to Griffin. And I'm walking away from him.
Oops.
And as I'm walking away, I hear...
Uh-oh.
Something appears to be coming.
Turn around!
I hear cowboy boots coming up on me.
Is that a mink chasing me?
It's like a giant mink!
Like Jurassic Park. Look at the water! Look at the water!
I turn around. He grabs me by the throat.
What?
And starts squeezing my neck.
You failed me for the last time.
I'm like, sorry.
That's an attention getter.
Okay.
All right. Note to self. Don't say that again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Don't mention Griffin.
Show up on time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. How'd your first break sound?
I have a sore throat. Let's talk about the Berlin Fair.
Woo!
Who wants to go to a fair?
We all do. Yes, me. Can you guys?
Let's talk to Gary Doc Schmidt, president of the Berlin Fair. Good morning.
How are you?
All right. It's not letting me pick up line 6.
Come on. Nope. It just took Phil.
I'm seeing people disappearing.
First Chris.
Right.
Now Phil.
Wow. This is a vacuous thing taking people.
I'm next.
Don't know what. All right, cool.
Oh, brother, what is up with this phone?
I don't know. I'm guessing it's not working properly. I'm no technician, but I'm going to go with that.
I'm no mathematician, but I think the math here is not working right.
I'm no formatician over here.
I'm no scientician.
Yeah, I know.
Scientate.
Yeah. I can't scientate.
Gary Doc Smith, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Gary. Good morning.
Thank God you're back. We missed you.
I missed you for about 3 seconds.
You did. Well, you went to a portal. That's what happened, yes.
Welcome back.
You're now back.
Very excited about the fair.
Yes.
One of the things Connecticut has that's so great is, one, our food.
Yes.
Two, our fairs.
Right, it's all
three,
Fs.
Three, our food at the fairs.
Right, the three Fs.
Yes.
We got all those bases covered.
Yes, yeah. Exactly right. If it's F, it's us.
What's going on at the fair this weekend?
What isn't going on at the fair this weekend?
Ah, see?
We have a ton of amazing entertainment. Our food is second to none. Between the Lions booths and the nonprofits, we do, you know, we've got all the bases covered here.
Nice.
And you got yourself a hot air balloon, too.
Nice.
Which I will not be.
Cool!
Tethered hot air balloon rides all 3 days, weather permitting.
Tethered. See, tethered.
See, I like tethered.
You know what?
Tethered.
This is one way I might go up on a hot air balloon.
Right, tethered.
Tethered.
Right. But non-tethered, I'm like, I'm at it.
Yeah.
I'm taking the first ride.
Are you really?
Are you really cool?
Because you're the president of the Berlin Fair.
Yeah, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, you know? You get on your bucket list. I've had my feet on the ground here for 55 years.
And how far do you go up in that hot air balloon?
I think it's going to be tethered about 200 feet, so you're going to get a little bit of a cheap thrill.
You can see your house from there.
It's on your bucket list, and you're literally in a bucket.
Is it basket? Okay.
Same thing.
Close.
Kneeling down.
Right.
Although that would be funny, right? Instead of a basket, it's a giant metal tail.
Right. And it comes on your clunk.
Be very noisy landing.
Patink.
Ping, ping.
Right.
Just like one of those old wash tubs.
Yeah.
You guys got the brush.
But if you have an accident, it's not going to pour out like the basket.
I see this is growing its own life here.
You can't fool him. He's at the fair.
That's what happens here, Doc.
Yeah.
All right,
AJ knows the facility. He's familiar with the ground.
Yep,
here.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great.
The comedy show and the car shows. I'm there all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, we appreciate it. Yeah, we got Saturday night. We have a night glow with three hot air balloons down here. So it's going to be better than fireworks.
Oh. Okay, I got to tell you something. They used to do that on Long Island. They would have a balloon fest, and they would light them at night.
Yep.
That's cool.
And it is. You know, it is something you will remember for the rest of your life.
Yep. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that is cool.
Like paper lanterns.
Yeah.
But different.
And then you got live music. You got your animals. You got any, what do you got there for animals?
Oh, we got a barn full of cattle here. We got sheep and swine and chickens and rabbits and,
Any llamas?
Got any minks?
No llamas.
No llamas? Okay. Right. That's good because they spit when they see you. Yep.
No, it's
a camel.
Like just, mm-hmm. You know.
Llamas too.
Minks?
We got lots of lions.
Lions, really?
Yeah.
The Lions Club.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Yep.
That's right.
Oh, this is exciting. So opens 11 today. It's open all weekend. Today, tomorrow, Sunday.
Yep.
And ctberlinfair.com is the website. We're all linked up. And where do you suggest we stop first? Which food booth?
Well, I don't know how you want to poison yourself right off the bat. You know, they got the big donuts right by the north gate there. We got sausage sandwiches. Those are the bomb. We have our local product here. The loaded baked potatoes that the Lions booth makes are second to none in the world.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. Everything.
Got a barbecue.
So what are you eating, something?
Yeah, we got one of the church booths puts a chicken barbecue on. It's absolutely delicious. They've been doing it for decades, so they're well practiced.
That's the key. You want someone who knows what they're doing with that amount of people and that amount of food.
Yeah, you don't want your chicken al dente.
Here's the deal. This fair's been going on for 72 years.
That's a long fair.
So they have it down.
Year, but a 72nd fair.
Yeah.
It was a one year. Yeah, exactly.
Chicken barbecue, sausage. I think I go to the sausage first. I hit the chicken barbecue, make my way around. Oh, wait, sausage. Then I'm going to get the potato.
Okay.
Nice. Right.
Yeah, then I'm going to have the potato with my chicken barbecue.
Nice. Okay, good.
And then I'm going to circle back to the donut. Well, you know, and then I'm going to find myself some ice cream.
What you do is you start at the far end, you eat your way back to the parking lot.
You're going to find, you're probably going to find at the beer pavilion is your center of universe, and you're going to hold it from there.
Right.
Okay.
Boy, you do know us.
They have ample bathrooms, too.
I did not know there was a beer pavilion. Okay, so.
Oh, the beer pavilion with some absolutely stellar entertainment going on, all local bands. We have two stages down in that area. You name it, we have the most entertainment, the biggest entertainment venue of any fair in Connecticut.
Really?
It's a big pavilion. Yes. Yep.
That's tremendous.
Well, the pavilion and the concert stage.
Right.
I think we have a total of like 12 or 15 bands showing up this weekend.
Damn.
We're going to play
all genres. We even have a Calypso band coming in Friday night.
Oh, that's cool.
Calypso. Yeah, that's fun.
Yep.
Bill, can you pull up Calypso music? I love that AJ just...
I'm here, man.
Are those the steel drums?
I'm totally caffeinated, man. I'm everything today. You name it, I'm going to take the garbage out later.
I didn't know Calypso... Does Calypso music have steel drums?
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah,
okay. What do I know? All right,
I can hear some country Calypso.
There you go, see?
There we go. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Islandy.
Exactly, right. Right now I'm having a red stripe.
Some palm trees now.
And a blunt.
All right, so this is what... So I have a new...
I mean a pina colada. That's what I meant to say. Yeah. Not a red stripe, not a blunt at all.
All right, so I have a new plan for my Berlin Fair entrance. So I'm going to hit the sausage booth first.
Right.
Then the potato. I'm going to grab the chicken barbecue, and I'm going to bring it to the beer tent pavilion. So I can listen to this band and have some barbecue chicken.
Mm-hmm. On the ride home, you gotta sound like this.
I think we need to get you a shopping cart.
Yeah, that's what I need. That's really what I need.
And an Uber.
So rides, games, animals, no minks chasing people.
No, unless you want to.
Great food, beer, music, hot air balloons. I mean, what else could you want, really?
Seriously.
And our guests are absolutely the best in the world. We love people to come down and visit with us and enjoy this place. It's just it's one of my favorite places on earth.
And then you got dinosaurs at the Jurassic Kingdom show.
Yeah, early in the day. they're all wearing white sneakers walking around.
Walking into the mall at 11. The mall walkers.
Yeah, dinosaur shows for the children.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's cool.
All right. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it. Nice job with this fair. One of the crown achievements of Connecticut.
You're good people.
I just want to reach out to your guests and please come and enjoy us. Thanks, guys, for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Absolutely. We're linked up at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. Thank you, Doc.
Doc!
Hey, Doc! Nice, Doc!
If you can't find him, look for the bucket under the balloon.
Right.
The metal pail.
Right.
With the handle.
I can use one
actually,
here, actually.
That wasn't steel drums. That was the balloon landing. Ping, ping, pong, pong.
Yep.
Ping, ping, pong, pong.
Hey, just
ping,
hit the
ping.
Parking lot. Look at that.
Time now to do our flubble montage. You know what a flub is? A flubble. It's a flub and a... God damn it.
Can we add that?
Yeah. See me next week. Tune in next Friday at this time, and you'll hear that.
We're starting early.
Damn it. I'm already,
You're turning red already.
Yep.
Like I said, you're flushing. Okay.
I'm flushing.
You're flushing.
Maybe flushing?
Flushing.
Blushing?
You're turning flush. You're flushing.
Hmm.
Isn't that a
like
location
a toilet
in New York?
I think it's the blushing.
Your face is beginning to flush. I said you're flushing. Just goofing
around.
I
don't even think we need to play the montage. We'll just keep talking.
Relax, you're asthmatic.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. It's time to do our flubble montage. You know what a flubble is?
Yeah, it's wanting to be Phil.
It's a combination of a flub and a mumble. AJ created and perfected them.
Thank you.
And here are the best from the week.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, you can smirk all you like, honey, Max. Yep. Sounds weird.
Now there's snow.
Yeah, now there's a fun way to do it. Like pretend that happened and have like some clippings from whatever and claim that was your friend just to watch people freak out.
Yeah.
Wait, run this by me again?
That's a joke. Like the type of thing you see on like, yeah, you know, those guys with the, you know, where they, what the hell is it called? With the guys who like tell the friends to stuff to say on the
an accomplice.
Yeah. I'm not helping you, am I?
No, no one is. No. As usual. It's what is that TV show where all the guys are like, you know, they're like telling the person in the earpiece
Seinfeld.
What to say? What?
Seinfeld.
No. We had the guy from the show on our show, you nuts.
Oh.
Nuts.
Impractical Jokers?
Thank you. Because I can't get no satisfaction. The song's called Satisfaction, but can't get no is in parentheses. Or vice versa, something like that. Just trying to help. That was not a flubble. Get flubbles right, okay?
The DVDs are so thin.
You feel like a million, like, space of, like, 5 8-tracks, or not, you know, VHS. That is not a flubble. He's actually easier than the guy with the stop and stop and go slow sign.
AJ, oh, how you doing over there?
I mean, I hit it. I put my passcode in there, and I hit it, and now, I mean, nothing's going on. I put my passcode in. Let little kid pet the snake, and that bites.
Wait, what was the last thing you just said? What is that?
That's him just being dumb weird. Continue, sorry. That was not flubble.
That is genius, though, because you're talking about more than mothers.
What's that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't want to hurt your family.
Bob's refrigerator.
refrigerator.
Damn it.
Kirk, Kirk.
Man. Reportedly stabbing a coworker during a heated argument over him not working hard enough.
Oh, see? Make sure how hard you work.
Police were called to Five Guys in Altoona. What's that?
I was clicking myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy to tell on a hamster. The boys have a kind of like a loud, something else going on back in the back there, like a little bigger in the back.
It's like humans do.
Like a distended area there. Yeah, you guys lost and you end up being an inflatable turkey dancing on stage.
What?
It's gross. Mm.
It's gross. Mmm.
Is that the worst food?
Oh, my God. I just swallowed it. That is disgusting.
All right.
Yeah, because I know if someone buys me a sandwich, I want to see it completely sealed, and I unwrap it myself. Yes.
Wait, who do you hang out with?
Here. Would you like me?
Here.
My scissors. Catch.
Everywhere. You know, because I want one of you two to get the bad one. You and I have been victims. I meet 3 times now. Shut up.
You have to be free of any felonies or class.
Okay, we're starting to narrow the list down.
Okay, good. I'm good. I'm good there. I got no felonies yet. I mean, period, right? Yeah.
Yeah, to check.
I got no felonies on that. Yeah.
That we know of.
Southbound approaching exit 12 in Stamford, some stop-and-go traffic.
Treat you like family to specialty care offices equipped with advanced technology.
Ooh, advanced.
Have you ever been yelled at in public for... Wait, never mind. Talking to AJ.
Actually, you've all yelled at me in purple. Hang on, shut up. There you go. You've all yelled at me in public.
I'm sorry. That's the number one hit of the week.
No, it ain't. I can top that. There's still 3 more days.
Yeah, it's only
two more days after the day. So.
Wow, back to back.
You know what? I'm going to smack you in the head. So you doing good?
Yeah.
You know what happened? My lip touched this mic and I'm all grossed out now. I'm like, oh. I know I sanitize it, but like everybody speaks into this thing. I'm all freaked out.
That's the problem.
Okay, so how the hell you had 2? I had like 90. What made you think that you might beat me today? I counted. I had like
mine were real good.
At 13, you had 2.
AJ, I'm really sorry if I ever yelled at you in purple.
Mm-hmm. Meet me on the roof.
Go to the roof.
Well, nice job.
Yeah, I'll be crying in the bathroom again today.
All right. How you doing?
I feel great. Foo Fighters today. So exciting.
Yeah.
I'm like fired up. I'm in shorts.
Are you broadcasting from there on the Fox?
No. I'm just going to drink in the parking lot.
Oh, great. Good.
So, like Tuesday.
Right. You know, the first show, Sticks and Ario, that's where I found him.
Yep.
Out in the parking lot.
Yep.
That's where, so, if you need me today, I'll be in the parking lot.
Yeah, check the floor.
Right. But Lappy's going to broadcast on PLR. The Fox will be down there. We have the tent set up and all that stuff. But no, I'll just be in the parking lot. Wow. I have Labatt Blue Lights to drink.
Nice.
Big day. Big day.
Shouldn't you be doing afternoons on the Fox there?
Yeah, and then I'm going to go after.
Live.
Well, not live from there. Live from here, but not from there. I'm not going down there to do that. Down there's my fun time.
Yeah.
Lappy likes this broadcasting from like weird places, but I like to be, you know, I like to be here to broadcast for fun.
He likes being observed like a zoo animal.
Ashley looks like she's about to die. Are you all right? What's happening?
I was trying not to sneeze. I'm sorry. I didn't want to ruin your bit.
But they're trying to flag down a ship.
She was trying that. Right. She was trying not to sneeze and she was fanning her face. That definitely doesn't work.
You know what that means? Someone's backing up means keep going, keep going, keep going.
But that technique is not a winner.
I didn't sneeze.
Don't do that behind a truck. Anytime soon.
I think you're supposed to say watermelon. That's how you.
That would have also ruined your bit.
Oh, right, watermelon.
You
right.
say watermelon while you're running zigzag up a hill.
Right.
One of these days, I'm going to sneeze and hit my face on the mic. I know it's coming.
That would be amazing.
Right, Phil, cool. Something happened during the break. With Ashley.
What happened?
We were playing a Flubble montage, and Ashley is enjoying her like third breakfast of the morning. So I look over, and she has an entire banana. Like halfway down her esophagus, and I looked up and
most
I was not
of us
prepared.
Eat them in little bites.
You're supposed to chew
you
those
take
first.
The whole thing down.
There was no teeth involved, and what? Then I look over and she catches me like in this moment, looking like absurd. It was like watching through the zoo because there's a piece of glass separating us. It was like watching an animal in the zoo exhibit.
Yeah, she
and she makes eye contact with me and was like, "Oh no!" And I'm like, "Yeah, we can see you."
She eats
you're a
pelican,
like a big mouth TikTok girl.
It was a smaller banana than usual. It was also so mushy, it was not ripe.
Ugh.
So,
she's like tickling her esophagus with a banana.
I hate bananas.
It wasn't that bad. Okay. And bananas are delicious.
God, that's the last. You got all these donuts and stuff in here. Save the bananas for hell.
Wedding diet. Boss Keith,
top five. Okay, so I went to see your New England Patriots play the Dolphins last Sunday in Foxborough. I went to the game. It was super exciting. They lost, but it was still super exciting. And here are the five things I've learned.
Who are they playing?
They played the Dolphins. Wow. They lost by 1 point.
They lost to the Dolphins.
Yeah, there was a fumble at the end of the game.
Get ready for a long season.
They're going to win this week. It's the Jets. So I feel good about this week.
Oh. If they don't,
save this audio.
Right. I've been wrong about every prediction I've made on this show in the history of this show.
That is true. We'll make a montage.
Right.
Jets fans rejoice.
So it was the first time there were fans in the stands since Brady left. So that was a big deal. They never had fans in the stands last year. So it was really exciting. The energy was mental. So here are the top five takeaways. Number five. Funny t-shirts, ironic t-shirts, have become the best thing about going to any place. So if you go to Epcot, like Ashley knows, if you go to Epcot, all these Epcot weirdos are in funny t-shirts talking about drinking around the world, or it's like Mickey. It's all sorts of wacky, ironic Disney shirts.
Absolutely.
Then if you go to Terrificon, it's all these big fat nerds in like weird Star Wars inside joke shirts.
I saw Mitch.
And then if you go to sporting events, it's all funny shirts related to the team. So I saw Squish the Fish t-shirts. I saw 28-3 old Patriot shirts. And then a lot of Belichick looking angry meme style shirts. A lot of laughs. Yeah. It's one of the best parts of the game to look at these shirts. Number four.
What did you wear?
Well, I have a old school.
There's a pitcher, right? He's down on the field.
Well, that's just a good I moved up.
Instagram?
Yeah, it was for the Instagram. My seats weren't that good.
Oh, he's in the parking lot, actually.
Big Jim got you down on
the field. Big Jim has no juice for this sort of thing.
Really?
So I'm wearing a shirt with all the Roman numerals of all the Super Bowls the Patriots won. That's what I wear, Phil.
Oh, you're pasty white today, by the way.
I'm pasty white every day.
You're not here, but on your Instagram. Was this yesterday? Yeah, Throwback Thursday.
That's from 2005, though.
Okay.
Do I look better now?
Yes.
Oh, thanks, Asher.
You yes, can
we
like
were
paint.
About this morning. You've gotten better with age.
Wow. I mean, nobody says that.
The gray, the salt and pepper.
Well, first of all, your face looks like you sat on an air hose.
I'm glad this Instagram's private. By the way.
Wait,
so, I think I look cool in that photo.
Super white With super dark black hair.
Maybe it's the filter.
And then the super red lips.
Yeah, why does it always like, look like you just ate like a strawberry ice pop?
Maybe I did. Maybe the Foo Fighters and I shared an ice pop. Well, good. Well, thanks, Chaz. I appreciate it. I think I look like Gollum now, so I appreciate it. Number four, Stadium Pizza is the name of the pizza at Gillette Stadium.
Now, that's what you call
so
it.
If you go to the amphitheater tonight, it's Pepe's, right? Yeah. Like, it's real pizza. But at Gillette, it is Stadium Pizza, which I had, which should just be called garbage pizza. $20.
Wow.
It was $20 for, like, a personal pan garbage pizza.
Okay.
And you could get the fried dough, which I did not get, but the girl behind me did, which is just the dough of the pizza with nothing on it for $15. It's
but
stupid.
With sauce on it?
No! Just the dough.
Just the dough.
And then they have, like, cinnamon terrible sugar that has, like, COVID over on the side.
Ew.
If you want to, like, pour it. But I couldn't get over. I want to write an email. Like, all these other stadiums, like, team up with local brands. Right. What are you doing?
Gourmet food or whatever.
Oh, it's disgusting. Number three. People are cranked up to be back in stadiums, and the most hammered, I've been to a bunch of professional sporting events, this was the most hammered I've ever seen people at any game ever.
Oh, they're out of practice.
The players.
They don't know what to do. The game was at 4, so people were in that parking lot from like 11 a.m., and they were on 20. So much yelling, so many high fives, these giant fat guys in Brewski jerseys giving me hugs, like I'm full of the Delta variant. Like, it's a problem.
You're in the studio. Thank you.
Everyone.
Thank you. I'm the monkey kid. Got it. I'm over here.
But it was an intense drunkenness, though I didn't see any fights. I went to games in Buffalo. I would see fights every year. No fights this year.
Ah, they're probably just so happy to be back.
Right. They're just everybody.
They haven't lost the game.
Next year.
It was the shirts. The shirts kept everybody down.
Right. Everybody was laughing. Number two, peanuts in the shell. Still as tasty as ever. So
I'm surprised they even offer those anymore.
Oh, and Phil, you know, if you eat peanuts in the shell, which I believe I've talked about before, which is what I like to do. I like to eat the whole bag with the peanuts in the shell.
And then throw the shell.
I eat the shell. I actually eat the shell itself.
That's wrong.
No, it's fine. It's delicious. It's like salty heaven. Yeah, I eat the whole bag. So the bag is empty, and I don't throw the shells on the ground. I eat the shell.
You're supposed to crack the shell.
Right, I know, but it's better
what
if you
What are you, a starfish?
It's so good. I've never talked about this.
Do you have digestive issues?
No, I feel great.
farts,
that's
it hurts.
What I do. When I get peanuts, I eat the whole shell.
That is
Phil,
horrifying.
Phil, I've definitely talked about this.
I'm horrified by this.
Oh.
You should see the look on his face.
Yeah, they're delicious. Have you ever had them in the shell?
No.
With the shell? Like an elephant would do.
No.
Was your mother a hamster?
No, they just store them there. They actually take them out of the shells.
So
no one ever told you not to do that?
No, they have. And then I tried it once, and I was like, oh, it's better in the shell.
How do you eat sunflower seeds?
Nope. I don't eat sunflower seeds. I eat peanuts in the shell.
Well, you see how
do you take
it?
Soup out of the can?
Hard-boiled eggs are again. Just drops the straw and swallows it.
So there is a downside. Besides, I guess it could wreck your stomach. So, AJ, you shouldn't do it. You should never, because of the shell. Real bad.
Yeah, right.
But
I chew.
You've got to drink water with them, or you get a weird peanut shell hangover the next day. So if you ate I swear to God, you feel sluggish based on the shell.
No one should
the next morning.
Nobody should know that.
So you got to do it with water. I swear to God.
That's probably the pesticide from the nuts. So you're like, no idiot's going to eat the shell.
If you read these articles about eating them in the shells, they say do not do it. But I tell you, it is delicious. It's delicious.
Oh, no.
There's no one on the planet who does this.
Matt. Wrong. No, everybody does it.
No.
This is a thing. People do it.
Definitely not everybody.
People do this.
No.
When you have a candy bar, you take it out of the wrapper, right? They taste better like that.
I was going to say, Chaz, have you told him how you eat shrimp?
It was only on one day.
I heard that break.
That would have been funny if we were together eating. Right? I'm having shrimp. He's having peanuts. Right?
These guys like the crunch.
So a lot of crunching.
The next time you go to an event that sells a bag of peanuts, try it in the shell just for one time.
Never.
And get back to me.
Refuse.
Okay. Well, you guys are going to miss out. I don't know. So the number one thing I learned at the Patriots game, lot of Tom Brady and Gronk jerseys, tons. And I think that the stadium should make the people turn them inside out, like if you wore an offensive shirt to high school.
Yeah.
So if you wear like when I was in high school, if you wore one of those Maryland Mansion shirts that says like F whatever, they make you turn it inside out. They didn't send you to home. You just had to turn it inside out. Yeah. That's what they should do there. I think it's only fair.
I guess at home.
They're not our team anymore. They're not on our team anymore. You can't support them inside out.
Or you make them eat nuts with the shell.
Yes. Right.
And that is my top five list for today.
Thank you. Thanks.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.